Bong, bong.
Good evening, everyone. This is Wednesday, the 7th of March of 2018. It is 9 p.m. Eastern, and this is the Courtroom Observer's Call. And tonight, we're going to hear a different voice for a while. And he's going to be telling us about a new website that he has put together that's something that we'll all be interested in. And we probably, you know, will want to take a look at it. So, Ollie, are you there?
I'm here.
Take it away.
Okay. We got a sub sailor, we got a cruiser sailor, and we got what I don't remember what kind of sailor Robert was. We got three sailors on call, so we're doing all right. Anyway,
I'm a destroyer man.
Okay, that's great. Anyway, I'm Ollie. I'm going to present the court section of a website I'm building. It's called. You go to your address bar in your browser and put in patriotstanding.com and hit the go arrow. And when you get that called up, just click on court and you'll go to the court section. And let me do it so I can see what I'm talking about here. Okay, this court section is divided up into a few sections. Court observers, affidavits, county clerk, which means filings, and nullification that's got a contact page on it. Okay, thousands of Americans in this country on a daily basis are being screwed by the court systems. However, we've got some simple tools. First one we'll talk about is court observers. Probably the most effect NLA has had on any court proceedings or trials has been court observers. The judges, they have complete control over what people say, what they do. They have control what goes over, what goes into the docket, and they have control what goes into the records. And when they see people sitting there taking notes, they get intimidated and they don't like it. Okay. Court observers can have a great impact on the court proceedings and a lot of times on the actual verdict. They have an impact on the prosecutors, the jury, and the defendants. And usually the court observers are on the defendant's side. They're relatives, and there's a bond there between the court observers and the defendants. This site, I don't have a lot of heavy reading, and I designed it where there's short paragraphs with impact. Okay, this whole site, you can look at the site later if you want, but this whole site is designed to generate interest and activity in communities and counties. We with what's going on now, there's going to be a vacuum. Okay, throughout history, communists have created vacuums which they filled willingly. This time, there's going to be some vacuums, and I'll tell you what, it is coming fast. We're in that critical stage right now. There's going to be some vacuums. Trump and everybody in this country needs patriots. They need people to stand up and fill that vacuum, okay? Now, like I say, these procedures here, these sections, are very awesome tools. This is one way that we have an impact on the corrupt court systems. Court observers, like I say, have an impact. However, to round that out for maximum effect, they need to take good records. They need to know have an idea of the Constitution, that they've got to have a good idea of due process of court proceedings, of what that judge is doing, that they've got to have a sense of reading the jury, reading the judge, reading the prosecutors. They got to know when there's evidence being suppressed, that they've actually got to know what's going on, and then write, get that recorded. Next is affidavits. When they get these documents filled out on periodically, that they should go down, and on this site there's one place where you can download the affidavit form. I'm going to I've got another section where I've designed that you go in and you fill out your information, that you put it into a it prints it out in an affidavit form, and if you like it, you click a button that puts it in a PDF where you can download it and take it to the notary. But for maximum effect, these affidavits, sworn affidavits, are evidence in any court system. Unless challenged, they go in as evidence. They're the same thing as a witness sitting there in that chair. Okay, I've got a short blurb on the county clerk on filing. Now, the most power we have in any court system is jury nullification.
Right.
I just filled that out today. This whole site is a work in progress. When it evolves, like I say, I just got short impactive paragraphs, but for those that feel an urge, there's going to be plenty of links to wikis, courses, and videos. Okay, so what I want you guys to do is later on take a buzz through this. It won't take long to read. Go through it. And then I think I got that contact form working. I forget what this stuff here I worked on a year or two ago. I'm just now incorporated into the current website. I forget what email that goes to, but I'll find it. If you've got questions, suggestions, or you want to participate, just contact me in the contact form. Okay. Like I say, this whole website is designed to get activity going in the counties. Robert and I here two or three weeks ago, I found some hellacious courses on American Heritage Foundation, American Heritage Education Foundation. They've got some good courses on the Constitution, Declaration, and various things in the mid-school level and high school level. I was talking to Robert Overhewell last night, and I was telling him I need his buddies up there that know the Constitution in and out. I need some tougher questions so I can have a tougher course here at some point. This whole website, it will be, if people want to get active, they'll have to register. And then to get to certain pages, like the courses, they'll have to be logged in. I want them registered for simply because I want their contact information. And depending on how, if they get active, I'm going to present them with a survey about their county where they're going to explain the problems in their county. They're going to tell me about their abilities, their talents, what they can do. Okay, this is all going into a database.
You said Patriot Standing. I went to that, and it says it's coming soon, but not there.
PatriotStanding.com?
Yes.
Okay, put a /index.html, see if that pops up for you.
And HTML?
Yeah, HTML. Index, INDX, dot, HTML.
I don't get it yet. I'll keep trying. You can go ahead there.
Okay. Just Patriot Standing. All one word. PatriotStanding.com.
Okay. Is the Patriots a plural or a singular word?
No, it's singular. It's singular. Just one Patriot Standing. There's one guy standing there. And you'll see when the page comes up, you'll see an old soldier standing there.
Well, I put it in plural. Maybe that's where I made my mistake.
Yeah,
okay, now I got it here. Okay.
Okay, great. Now just click on court. Like I was saying, we want activity, and we want this. Our contact information and all this will be in a database. We'll build up a network where if a problem breaks out, like in Parkland County down in Florida, the first thing we're going to do is see if we got anybody down there working. Of course, we want it's going to work partially with NLA members, okay? But we want people down there that we sort of vet, and we got an idea what their talents are, what their county problems are and whatever, and then we can react accordingly, okay? And we'll gradually get a network built up. Now, this website is going to be working in conjunction with NLANews.com, and also with NLANews.com, I want to get journalists in every county, like down in Parkland, Florida right now. We needed boots on the ground down there to tell us exactly what's going on. No hype, just facts. And that's where the news is going to come in, okay? And that's going to be another part of the network. And then the third website is COS Formation. That is Robert's website. It's how to form a committee of safety, okay? And gradually, when we get these three websites off the ground, get them flying, it's going to provide a lot of the tools that people need, patriots need in each county to get active and start making a difference. And like I say, we're at the point of period in history right now where we need activity, and we need to stand up. And we need to stand and fill that vacuum that's got to be created. And that vacuum is forming right now. Okay, at this time, I'll turn it back over. I'm running out of air. I'll turn it back over to Robert. But if you got any questions or suggestions, I'll be here.
Jeez, Ollie, I was hoping you'd keep on going for a while.
Talk for a while, I'll get my breath back.
So, anyway, anybody have any questions about the websites?
I do. This is California Fred.
Okay, Fred.
Your website is half of it's not even up yet, but I was able to find some stuff. And I'll tell you what I really think is you need a special section in here for home foreclosures with the two documents that people need to download. My opinion.
Okay, okay. Let me say this. Like I say, I've got a form for affidavits where you put in the information and it puts it in, you wind up working in a PDF form. My plan is when I get that perfected, I'm going to have a whole bunch of forms, like the forms you're asking about right now, where people will have go to that form page and they'll be able to fill that out.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good evening. Hi, everybody. Okay, I've been back and forth in the because I missed last night's call because I've been ripping and running and I've been exhausted. But what I've been doing back and forth for the past 4.5 years, back and forth representing myself, thanks to the National Liberty Alliance and, you know, a lot of stuff, that some things I was familiar with and, you know, a lot of things I learned along the way. Number one, when I first started back in 2014, first thing, when I went to the court, because it's the attorneys, number one, they are the debt collectors. They are the ones who are foreclosing and taking everybody's property. Okay? Number two, every time I went to court, I bring witnesses. Okay? So, therefore, they will sit there and jot things down. We've gone to different courts because we have like three different courts here. Alrighty, so definitely when you go into the courtrooms, make sure you bring people with you. If you bring three or four, whatever. I've been meeting people along the way. This past week when I went to court, because see, they got my house in foreclosure. And they want me out on the 26th of May, which I have the warranty deed of my property and all that. SCV's attorneys didn't even do their homework. I've been doing my grievances. When I go into court, when they call my name, you know, I say, I swear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me, Jehovah God. And I don't want to hear all that. Always make sure after, get all your transcripts, okay? Because they perpetrated a fraud, they committed treason, and I have all this stuff in the documentary, and also in the transcript, and the notary. So, you know, as I've been going through the courts all these years, it's now all beginning to make sense and add up. So today, what I did, I was, because we have a bad snowstorm going on, so what I did today, I got on the phone, and we've been getting, you know, because we're going to be signing up the kids, the students, now trying to get a work experience for the National Liberty Alliance, and what it's called executive order. Do not forget this word, executive order, and that's what Donald Trump put into place on December 21st. And that means all these people that are, you know, the illegal foreclosures or whatever kind of crime or, you know, illegal things they are committing, they are all held accountable on their own. Nobody is backing them. I will use this as an example, which everybody is aware of. Weinstein, the one who's involved in all that sex scandal in California, well, he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe a trillion, who knows. But anyways, his name, his clout, I guess, carried a lot, and a lot of people had all their investments with him. All righty? So last week on the news, I guess he went to his insurance company, and he wants his insurance company to cover all these mega lawsuits, which they said absolutely not. All his assets are totally frozen. But not only is his assets, it's all the big investors who invested in him, you know, I guess doctors, lawyers, whomever. And now a lot of them got their retirement plans, everything. Everything is totally shut down. He can't spend one cent, and all those investors are all part of that big lawsuit. Okay? And they're accountable for. So nobody is responsible for their actions. The grantee deed, when you have a grantee deed, means you are the owner of the property. There's other paperwork we've been filing and affidavits and submitting, you know, and here we've been getting things together, and, you know, there's a team of us that are working. I sent John all the information, which is going to be very, very helpful for people that are losing their property. What was it? We send those affidavits and things off. We have it recorded. We get your volume and page and all. And see, when I went to I had my records and stuff recorded, and we did a few others, the clerks didn't even know what to do. And one of the members of NLA She goes, they won't accept the papers. I said, you get right back in that clerk and you give them the papers. That's not your problem. They don't know what they're doing. You want it recorded, stamped, and you tell them to give you a copy immediately. So, of course, in each town, they checked with the city attorneys, and they go, you have to take it. And I said, oh, isn't that something? I said, and once you record it, you'll get your new volume and page, your deed referent. And then I said, and you make sure you get 3 copies certified so you keep for yourself. Then they send you the original one back in the mail. That's okay, because if they try to change anything, you got it, you know. Anything you do, make sure you get the copy and you get it stamped. Another thing, when they send me my records and the record to whatever, I record everything, stamp it. So what they did, they put an X through it and said, we do not accept. So I went right back down to the clerk's office. I said, I want this put back in my records. So I made 5 more copies. I said, stamp them all. And I said, and submit it in there. And I sent it right back to the attorneys, you know. What else is it? Anything you get, you make sure you respond, and you send it right back to the court. There was an article in our newspapers about 3 weeks ago, because what's happening, they've been off. Now people are sitting in the courtroom, and now they're saying, what did you do? They had a big meeting in our common council. It was about almost like 600 people because everybody started going off. So what they did, they subpoenaed the attorneys that are illegally foreclosing the properties, and these are the same ones I saw in the court, so they know I knew myself. And they were, like, really edgy. They didn't want to answer or, you know. And they kept on, because I had signed up to speak. So they said what they had to say, and they go, we have a meeting. They all got out of there before I got up there to speak. But it's always like with the MERS, M-E-R-S. It's when they change your name on the mortgage. Who signed your name to change your mortgage? That is fraud. That's perpetrated fraud. Show me the contract. Everybody needs to go get a copy of their deeds down at the town clerk's, okay? And on there, it would show how many times your mortgage was changed. All that is fraud. Who signed your name? What else can I share? There's a lot of stuff, but I've been sending it to the NLA. So this way you can, you know what to look for, okay? And make sure you bring people with you when you do go to the court, you know? And as a matter of fact, even the young people, I was at the board meeting last week. And another thing, which John and them were teaching 2 weeks ago, do no harm. So I'm like, that's another I didn't know. So I learned it, studied it, do no harm. Do no harm. And I come home like, okay. So what I did at the meeting, I was sitting there explaining, and I said, do no harm. When people are making decisions that sit on the board that represent people, and if a school is contaminated or things are not the way things, you know, if there's contamination or there's violence or unsafety or whatever, and or kids making kids walk in an unsafe neighborhood in our environment, and the board sits there and votes on it, do no harm. Did they know this was a bad situation to put children's safety at risk? They did it knowingly and willingly. They're in trouble. That's like a felony, because you know what you're doing. You knew it was a bad situation, and yet you voted on it and used other people that are being responsible. So it was just like I every tactic, I wrote all the things up for, you know, what I was going to discuss. And I put in, do no harm. And their eyes were like, because you are responsible. You know?
Can I interject something here, young lady?
Yes.
Please. This is my first time ever calling. My name's Art LeBeau. I'm in Villa Ridge, Missouri. And I do a lot of legalese. I'm an old codger, 84, and I've been doing it 60 years. I'm not an attorney. But here's the problem, and I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful, but you can go to all of these board meetings and they do what they want. But until somebody takes a cause of action against them as an individual in the court and has them pay maybe a sanction or a fine or some punitive damage or just merely a judgment in your favor, nothing is done. Look throughout our entire country, our Constitution, everything else, all of these states. And as you were talking about foreclosure, unfortunately, each state is a little bit different, and you'd have to review the statutes in your particular state to see if you're subscribing to them or not. And maybe I shouldn't be critical my first time talking on here, but I am very, very cognizant how this court system works. Probably more so than about 90% of the people that might call in here. Maybe I'm patting myself on the back, but I've argued cases in court, Missouri Supreme Court, etc. So you can go back on. I didn't mean to be rude, but when we just carry on dissertations, unless we're specifically or somewhat involved in it, it becomes rather redundant, and I apologize.
Well, I used to work, okay, from 1975 up to, you know, now. I worked in the tax office. I did recordings of deeds. I did contracts.
Right.
There's laws we even put into place, okay? Eminent domain. What is eminent domain? It's two things, highways and trains. That's the only way you could take property. Otherwise, it's they're perpetrating a fraud on it. You know, there's a lot of things people don't know.
Well, let me stop you there real quick. You can take eminent domain in other aspects, and there's mm-hmm. no point getting into all of them, what they could or could not
right.
do. What you talk about trains, yes, that is generally true, but there's also other areas of it.
Well, I'm telling what I've been doing here, and
right.
they've been trying to put me out of my house since 2004. I've been representing myself, and because I did have a little more knowledge than the average Joe Schmo, because I worked in the field. So, you know, it's just like, number one, as I said, the banking industry, the real estate, how many different homes do we have? We have gated communities, we have co-ops, we have condos, we have homeowners, we have air property. We, you know, another thing, too. When people get a certain age, you give them life use. You know what life use is, right?
Right, and each state would be a little different. But have you been in court arguing your case yet, or is this all
honey, I've been in court nonstop since 2014 or 13.
What does
okay.
the court rule, or have they ruled anything?
Yeah, now they sat there. I did the subrogation and stuff, and they defaulted. So what happened is, as a matter of fact, I am in the federal court now also. So the last time I was there, the judge, this was last month or whatever, again, I got my transcript. I have the witness there. He goes, so what do you have to say for yourself? And he goes, I might have to recuse myself from your case. He goes, I see that you have a federal lawsuit against me. And I said, yes. He goes, who's your attorney? I said, myself. He asked me again, who's your attorney? I said, Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, and myself. And he goes, so what do you got to say for yourself? I said, I would definitely want you to be off this case because you are partial, you are prejudiced, and when I sent the subrogation, you nor the attorneys did not answer me. I have proof of claim. I asked for a notarized sworn affidavits on the contract that I signed with the attorneys, with Mr. GE. There is no legal document on anything.
Did you file a motion for change of judge? Because of
that's
this?
Only, well, okay. No. I did. I went back, but this is what happened when I went to court on Monday. It was very strange. But Monday, five judges were not there, so they were scattering people to different courts. Then I was supposed to be on the docket for Monday. They said, no, you're not going to, you know, what, my name wasn't on there. They told me we're going to reschedule you. So I'm
sir,
like, wait a minute.
Let me interrupt. This is Jim in New Mexico. Sir, what state are you from?
I'm from Missouri, the state of Missouri.
All right. I thought you were on one of our shows maybe 6 months ago one time. I almost recognized the fact that you...
I don't recall ever being on this. I've been on other shows. I do a lot of legal writing. I'm in the process now of... Pardon me?
There was another gentleman that called about 6 months ago, maybe it was 9 months ago, who, you know, seemed to know his way around the court. My point with the conversation is that this is all well and good to know your way around the court and what pleading to file, but the problem is courts are committing fraud.
Oh, definitely.
To where they ignore the facts. And so tell us what to do about that.
Well, here I'm involved in that right now. I have two judges in the state of Missouri, and I will give their names. I don't care who hear it. Ada Bray Kruger and Judge Louis Scheide. That have committed fraud in their courts. I put this all in detail, and I go, I do it all legally, and I have argued the case in the Missouri Supreme Court and won it, and I've been complimented by judges as to my knowledge. I am not an attorney, but I know what I'm doing in law, and I'm not trying to be critical to anybody, but unless you have some modicum of it, those judges will look down their noses at you.
Okay. Before I forget, there's one thing what we did today. Okay, because we have a lot of snow in our area, so everybody was in. The executive order, I told everybody we got contacted, and I said, everybody try to make 10, 20 calls. Contact your state rep, your congressman, your senators and all, and ask them about the executive order and if they heard about it. I said, make sure you ask them their names and their title and which senator or governor or, you know, contact all the top officials. Washington was open today. And they gave them all, yes, we do know about it. And I said, and ask them their definition and stuff. So I said, and tomorrow what we're going to do, we're going to contact our local officials about it, you know? And so right. How are they sitting there taking these illegal foreclosures when everything was an executive order? So, and it's just like, I told everybody, I said, find out, learn it, and remember that. You know, it's just like when we get a different word, learn it, because it's all so helpful, you know? And make sure, so when we go to court, I don't have a computer and stuff, I said, get that paper, and we're going to get them printed out, and we're going to put those along with our cases. Because they got a response to that, too. You know, so I know, we'll see how far it goes. But that was pretty powerful for the executive order, which we just learned about. And I said, well, that was, you know, because if they know about it, and when we called, and I made several calls, oh, yeah, we know about it. Oh, really? Well, how come you're allowing these illegal foreclosures to go through? You know?
But see, the executive I don't want to get into legalese.
Okay.
That's a rather futile argument at this particular time in your matter. I'm not trying to be rude to you. Please don't misunderstand me.
No,
but I've been around this too long,
okay.
And I know how to beat the system, and it's very, very difficult. Most people have a penchant for going off into a lot of tangents, but you don't solve or win your cases that way. And I'm sure anybody listening in understands what I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
But as I said, I don't think it's a tangent. It's been very effective here because, as a result, like I said, there was quite a few people in the courtrooms. So when they hear me representing myself, and I keep it basic and simple so they do understand, you know, they come up and ask me. I said, well, I give them the information for National Liberty Alliance. I am not an attorney. I'm learning just like you are, you know. They ask me, who is my attorney? And the good thing, when I speak, okay, I always pray before I do anything. But it's just like I don't fear no man, because I realize one thing when you're going into the courts, these attorneys, judges, what they do, they try to intimidate you, you know? The first time I was petrified, and I will never forget, I forgot the woman, I met her on the National Liberty Alliance, this was about four or five years ago, and what she said, because I guess she was worked for the Attorney General, and the thing she said, am I a public servant of this court? What was the three things she said, told me to say? Am I a public servant of this court? The judge said no. And she said, turn around and look at the people. She goes, is this my grand jury? The judge said, no, I am the grand jury. Just like she had told me, this is exactly what he said. And that's also in my transcript of 2014. He said, no, I am the grand jury. I said, you just committed a treason, you know. And I asked for his resignation. He told me to get out of his court. This is the same one I've been dealing with for the past four or five years now.
But, okay, let me make some comments. Let's try to get back on focus here.
Okay.
For 3 years, on the Monday night calls and other calls, I have listened to case after case after case of people wanting help. And one, the big glaring fact is this. Each county is different. Each state is different. Just like
right.
Legalese or Missouri was saying, there are different rules, and every county is different. The big glaring fact is this. There needs to be committees, call them whatever you want. There needs to be people in every county. And Crystal, let me ask you a question. I just want a simple yes or no answer. Do you have a committee formed where you're helping other people with the same problem?
Hello?
That's what needs to be going on in these counties, okay? The problems in these counties need to be solved by the people in those counties, okay?
Well, as I said, I am learning, and I am bring the people in. We're trying to get this lined up in the school system. As I said, I'm not really a leader. I'm here to work along with the people. I did work in that field for, as I said, from 75.
Oh, okay, let me continue, please.
I'm trying to think back on focus, please. Okay.
You say you're not a leader. Okay, then find a leader in that county. Everybody has got different talents. Some are leaders, some are followers. What I'm saying is this, and this has got to be our one of our goals and focuses. We need to form committees, groups, coffee drinkers, call them whatever you want, in all
these
counties.
That's what I'm just trying to do. The only thing I'm doing, okay, I'm going to stop right here. The only thing I'm doing, I'm trying to get money donated. I'm trying to get this into the school system. I'm trying to make the people more aware, okay? I'm not that well, and I'm doing the best I can do. I'm sorry I overstepped my bounds, and I won't say anything else. Okay. Okay. And, you know, as I said, I was just trying to share some things. I come up with different ideas, what could be helpful for NLA. I am sorry
Crystal,
I overstepped. Okay.
Nobody is.
Bye-bye.
You're doing a marvelous job on your case, and nobody is putting you down for that. You're talking to people, and you are bringing people in, and so you are being a leader of sorts, and you are teaching them.
I agree 100%, Robert.
So you are being a leader, Crystal.
She is, and she has her own style. And nothing against the fellow from Missouri, but he's not familiar with Crystal's style. And
if I say anything to hurt Crystal, I apologize. And I'm trying to get some things established here. I'm trying to coach. I'm trying to tell Crystal how to do it, you know. But when somebody sits there and starts rambling on, we need to get back on focus. Is all I'm saying, Crystal. I apologize, hon. I love you. But I love you. Okay. But I'm just trying to get things back in gear here.
The man,
what you're saying. What you're saying is very true. But here's the problem, and I love Crystal as an individual, as a Christian. I love everybody, and I use the name the Lord Jesus in many of my court writings and everything else. They don't like it. But here is
the
problem.
When was the last time you were in court, sir?
Pardon me?
Has it been a while since you've been
No. I've been in court the last 7 years in various cases against the corruption in the county, and I'm in one right now with a judge who imposed $5,000 in sanctions against me because I would not dismiss a court case that I have. Long involved, I won't get into it. But to Crystal, I love her as an individual, but here's the problem with legalese, and you gentlemen know it. We get off into tangents. We don't mean to. And I understand all of that, but you will never win the battle that way. You've got to have the facts and everything else. And I don't know what they, how they charge or anything else in that. And that's not for me to know. That's a different state. But I try to help people, and I've helped many, many people over the last 60 years. And I'm doing two things right now for people. And I'm not an attorney. I only type up the paperwork, they sign it, and they file it, because for years the state of Missouri has tried to come after me for practicing law without a license, and they've never been successful.
Well,
next subject.
Anyway,
this is California Fred. I'd like to make a comment to that gentleman that just spoke. Go on the National Liberty Alliance webpage and look up Council of Choice and look up Memorandums of Law. I yield.
What was that? National what? I might have done that before. National Liberty?
NationalLibertyAlliance.org.
I think I have that here in my... Okay.
That's who we are.
Pardon me, sir?
That's who we're a part of.
Oh, okay.
He's saying go up to the top, look for grand jury. It's on the right side, and then that'll open up a window and look for docket and open that up and just start looking around there at memorandums. Is Governor Mixon still the governor in your state?
I didn't hear your question, please.
Governor Mixon, is he still around?
No, Nixon was voted out, and the present governor is Eric Greitens, and they're having some problems with him because of an affair that he had a year or so prior to becoming
So he was probably the opposite
governor.
Political party of Nixon?
Yes, Greitens is a Republican.
Right, so now they're attacking him. And Mr. Mixon was the fellow that illegally released the records of how many hundreds of thousands of concealed carry gun owners in your state?
Very well could have. I forget some of that. The unfortunate thing is, regardless of which political party, and we all see it regardless of where we live, they fail to understand and abide by the Constitution. If they all did, we wouldn't have these problems. And I admit I'm a very, very staunch Christian, and if we would ascribe to some biblical principles, we also would not have all these problems. But they don't.
Well, if Jan were here, she'd say those are the laws of God and the laws of nature to tie into that. So, but it seems as if Jan has disappeared on us from Kansas. So no one knows the whereabouts of Jan. I think she's been kidnapped by the New World Order myself.
Can I ask you, gentlemen, about how many people call in? I read where Jan said that you have about 6,000 members, but how many really call in? Can you answer that or not?
Well, we don't have a lot of people that call in. On this call, we're actually talking about courtroom observers and what they should be looking for and everything. And I was going to say that on Crystal's case, my gosh, we'd have a whole tablet full of stuff to put on our report, the way they're treating her.
That's why she needs an advocate wherever she is. She's absolutely correct in trying to get a number of people to go into the courtroom. But unless she can find an advocate, and I don't quite understand 4 years is going on. Somebody that can help her. Pardon me?
Number one, an advocate. I am an advocate. I'm an advocate for education, people, disabled.
Right.
You know, and I'm learning, okay? I grow with people. I don't have to sit there and take the program because as I grow, I want the people to grow. I teach them everything I know, what we're going through, and, you know, a lot of things are being successful. People that have lost their homes, I'm still in mine, all righty? So the things that happen, I always try to come back and respond and share with others. So I'm working with people in all throughout the state of Connecticut, some in New York, New Jersey, all over. You know, and so we're working and trying to help each other because, you know what, we're sharing our information. I'm not in this by myself. We're all in this together. We are in the United States. We are under the National Liberty Alliance. And as I said, learning our constitutional rights and laws. You know, you know, and we're trying to recruit the parents, the children. We want to get this in the school system. I'm trying to get this as a work experience. The only thing I am doing, and as I said, again, I apologize if I offend anybody, you know. It's for us to help people, to help this grow. I also asked people, I said, look, I said, everything costs money. I spent a ton of money on register mail, this and that. I said, if we got any extra money, I said, this is what we can do. Give me the extra money, whatever, and I could get a money order so we could send it into NLA for our kids, for the, you know, because we want this to work. And we can do fundraising to get this money, because John said, once the kids learn this, they said they will waive the kids, they will give the kids a certification of this, and they will waiver it. I said, this will be great. It's a wonderful opportunity. So there's four things I'm trying to put together before school is out, the NLA, and get the parents and teachers and everybody involved with this so we can send this to the roof, because, and going to the courtroom for court observers, you know, teaching these kids, because the most wonderful thing about this year, their minds are fresh. They really don't know nothing. Here we thought, and I mean, it blew me out the water, that the highest person in the court is the sheriff. And when I ask everybody, it's like, wow, you know, it's so much stuff that we've learned, and it's, and I'm so happy, because it's just like what they've been teaching us, we've been lied to. We didn't.
Crystal, let me ask. Crystal, please, let me ask you one question, okay, to get something straight in my mind. What has the judge in your matter ruled or stated at this time relative to your position? He hasn't decided anything, pro, con, or
I told what? You, he, and on the 22nd, when I submitted the subrogation and everything pertaining to my case, he said, tough, it's his court. He is ruling against me, and he put my house in foreclosure for May 26th. I also said that the attorneys that are a part of this, they never checked the deed record. So I don't want to talk too much on the phone, okay?
I understand, but I'm trying to...
But as I said, I will talk to you off the phone, because... It's, I don't want to talk about this on the phone. John has, you know. But as I said, you know what? I'm going to do just fine. And we're doing it the right way. And we're doing it the right way.
What state are you from, Crystal, please?
I have a question for you.
Sure.
When you have a grantee... When a person has a grantee, grantor, a grantor is a person who buys, a grantee is a person who owns, right? Grantee deed?
Okay.
Yes or no?
Well, if you're the grantee, somebody has granted you something. It all depends on what the document reads, et cetera. Are you talking on property now?
Yeah. When your property,
well,
how do you know when your property is paid off? What do you receive when your property is paid off?
When your property is paid off, normally from the lender, you'll get that, and they should also
file it with
the recorder of deeds.
Right, and you'll get when? What would it say on that?
Well, I don't know how it reads in your state, but it should say, in essence, that this loan has been fully satisfied, such and such date, and herewith paid off, and they might write a little more legalese, but that in essence is it. And then if they didn't do it, make sure it's recorded.
Right. But it would say warranty deed. The warranty deed, the grantee, is the owner.
Well, it very well could, yeah.
Yeah, well, as I said, you know, when the next time you're in the clerk's office, you know, anybody whose property's been, just look at it. These are the things people need to start paying attention to. Just like with that MER, and I got the paper.
Well, I'm very cognizant of it, because I tried to put a house I own up for sale under a garnishment, because I have fought Franklin County, long and wild story, so I am familiar with all of that stuff.
Okay.
Did you
have to pay that $5,000 fine that the judge laid down?
No, I have not paid it yet. I filed yesterday in the court that the judge, I want to change a judge, which he is denied. He has to give it under Missouri law, a lot of legalese. And then I also said, you issued an order for sanctions in the state of Missouri. An order is not a judgment. Therefore, it's non-appealable. I couldn't appeal it if I wanted to. A lot of legalese here, but I know what I'm doing. No, and I won't pay it. I'll get it taken care of eventually.
Isn't he perpetrating a fraud?
What's that? Isn't, the judge?
What, yeah, right. And also, what you just said, now, with the executive order, I think that could go under that, what you were just saying.
No, that I'm not trying to be rude, Crystal.
Okay,
that has
right.
nothing to do under law in Missouri, et cetera, et cetera.
This is the law for the United States.
Well,
okay, but anyways, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's not necessarily a law of the United States. It's,
okay.
it's an executive order, da-da-da. I'm not trying to be rude. Please don't misunderstand me.
Yeah. But with President Trump just signed an order, the executive order, and that was pretty powerful. And it was just like, and when we call, everybody called, I think it was about 20 of us. And I don't know how many calls the other ones made because we got different numbers. It's like on your website, you know. So, you know, we're trying to stay on the same page and we're learning as we go. And what we do, we come back and say, okay, this is what we did for today, you know. And everybody who did this was so excited. And I said, wow. So these things are starting to really work. You know, we're learning, you know.
But, Crystal, let me say this, please. You said the foreclosure date or the selling date is in May. Please, please do a lot of work prior to that time. Don't go by what I say. Look up your statutes in the book for your state and a lot of other things. Very well could be stalled, or you might prevail. I don't know. I don't know the particulars. But don't waste the time, and I'm saying this in love, on an executive order, because that will not stop that foreclosure on your property in May. I don't care how often you cite it. It is not law. It's an executive order, but that isn't necessarily mandated as
well. Well, the property, okay. Believe you me, I've been on my case for, and as I said, I know Satan's powerful, Jesus' money, Jehovah's money, and I, you know what, I've been following through the legal way, and again, I have all my documents. I used to do this work. Again, I'm the one who put together the Board of Appeal for this state against 19 attorneys, and I won the whole case. I'm not an attorney. As a matter of fact, this looks, but when it comes to numbers, common sense, and figuring things out, you know,
right.
I stay abreast on it, you know? And, you know, as I said, what I do know, and what, you know, I am not no attorney. I've been learning, and I've been embracing, and I love to listen and learn, you know?
No, that's good.
And I got to stay focused on what I'm staying focused on. And I don't think I've ever spoken to you before.
No, you have not.
Okay. And so, as I said, it's just like, there's a lot of different ideas that we, you know, we come and we share what's going on and how we can help each other, you know, from whether it's health, from, it's, you know, whatever, life use. whatever the case may be, there's a lot of things out there people need to know what's available for them. I mean, I've gotten thousands of people on, help them get on Social Security disability. There's a lot of things out
Crystal, I understand everything you're saying, my dear, but I am concerned about the legal matter at hand that you have. And I don't want you to be surprised by something when May rolls around. Forget about the schools and all of that at this time. I'm not saying down the road you don't. But that isn't going to solve the legal problem you have and all of the legalese garbage that's involved in it. And, yes, I will keep you in my prayer. I pray to the Lord Jesus every night on a lot of these things. I pray before I ever put anything in
when,
the court.
When things are in the federal court, they can't do too much of anything when it's filed in the federal court. Am I right or wrong?
Well, it depends. Is your foreclosure in the federal court or in the state court?
No, I don't want to talk too much on the phone. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I can get your number or whatever. We could talk. But as I said, you know,
gentlemen in Missouri, are you a member yet? Have you joined in L.A.?
Yes, I do. And let me explain something.
Have you heard the Monday night? Have you heard the Monday night call yet?
I have never heard any call. This is the first time I've ever called in.
You look on the site. Look on the site. It's on the right column for the Monday night call. And definitely tune into that, because if you are knowledgeable in court procedure, John, who's one of our main leaders, heads that, and Gerard, and they're constantly asking for people with knowledge and ability to get involved, and you might be the person that they could use, we could use. So I just want to steer you in the right direction.
I would try and help anybody, but I am so limited on time. I've got all kinds of court cases going now, and mine are all against government. It's unbelievable.
We're all here within L.A. because of that. So what you said, you got fined, hit with $5,000, that's just to prevent you from getting anywhere, and the judge is mad at, and he's going to use that to try to blunt your attack, and I'm experiencing that. We're all experiencing that. That is fraud in and on the court, and we welcome your ideas and assistance. Crystal has been on a long, long voyage. She's been made aware of the fact that for a foreclosure, there's certain procedures she has to follow. And so you're just jumping in and trying to help, but don't know the whole story, whereas most of us do. So, well, we'd love to have your help, but if you're too busy to help, you know, you can still listen in and good luck with your case. Do you face prison time if you don't pay that $5,000?
No. What I am going to do, and this is seldom if ever done, and normally it's ruled against, I am filing against the two judges, Ada Bray Kruger and Louis Scheibe, a court case of fraud committed by them, and all I want is my court costs back and a so-called apology. Now, that will probably, in all essence, be dismissed, but I want to get the publicity of it out before they answer it.
All right.
I know it won't go anyplace. Pardon me?
Right. In essence, what you're doing, you're working hard, and I admire that. And been my experience that I'm just accumulating a list of people to charge with crimes that are operating in our court system, and the same is going to apply to you. They're going to dismiss it. They're going to ignore you. Hopefully, you'll get out of trouble with it. But you are, you're compiling, you're witnessing who the criminals are in the court system, and we're all doing that. So, but do check out Monday night when you get a chance.
Right,
call is 9 to 12 Eastern, and there's tons of information there.
You can listen to the recall.
Yeah.
The recall.
Okay. Financial foreclosure is on that call constantly. So 2 weeks ago, there's a great dissertation by John Duresh all about it.